The Giant's Garden. La 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 la. The giant hummed happily to himself. He was returning home after an extremely long journey. When he arrived at his garden, which was beside his castle, hardly could he believe his eyes. Although the garden was unkempt for a long time, it was covered with beautiful flowers. The peach trees bloomed with delicate pink flowers. The birds sat on the trees, singing sweetly. "How lovely it is," the giant admired. Just then, he heard the sound of laughter. The giant followed the sound. There, he saw a crowd of children playing. He glared at them and growled. "What are you doing here in my garden?" The children were frightened. They all ran away. To make sure nobody played in his own garden, the giant built a high wall. He even put up a notice stating, "Trespassers will be prosecuted." Since then, the children would only wander around the high wall, cherishing the time they played merrily in the beautiful garden. Time flied. Spring had gone by and came back again. Blossoming flowers and singing birds would be found everywhere in the region. But at the giant's garden, it was still winter, covered by a white cloak of snow. The giant did not know why, until one morning, hearing delightful singing, he looked out of the window. The children, who may have crept in through a little hole in the wall, sat on the branches of the trees. The trees were glad. They greeted the children with blossoms. Flowers looked up through the green grass, laughing. Only one place in the garden was still covered by snow. There, a little boy was crying because he was so small he could not climb up the tree. The heart of the giant melted, and now he understood why spring came late. He went out, stole up on him, and gently put him up the tree. The boy stopped crying. The tree blossomed at once.
"The garden is yours now, little children."
The giant said with a smile.